Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 20th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be the beginning of our wintry weather. The high will be 49 with a low of 25 degrees. Forecasters say a winter storm will start as rain today, then build into a wintry mix at night. Things will then kick into gear Friday and dump as much as 5 inches by Saturday morning. A winter storm watch has been issued for central North Carolina, and Governor Roy Cooper has signed a state of emergency before the storm hits. Friday offers a short break, but through the afternoon and beyond sundown the snow could fall 3 to 4 inches deep. For updates on the weather, check newsobserver.com. In our top story, Raleigh police issued a report on last week's shooting in which a police officer fatally shot a man after a crash on the Beltline. The report shows that an officer shot the man 5 times after they said the man swung a knife at them. Police say Daniel Tercios refused to drop a knife as he walked away from the crash scene. But family members and activists say he was disoriented by the crash and couldn't understand their commands. An officer first tased Tercios, and then after he fell to the ground, police say he swung the knife toward the officers. The State Bureau of Investigations will investigate the shooting, while Raleigh police conduct an administrative investigation. Police are seeking the release of body cameras. Activists say the footage will be key to determining whether officers were justified in their shooting. In politics, North Carolina's 2022 primary elections stand a chance of being delayed again until June under a bill that passed Wednesday at the General Assembly and goes to the governor's desk. It would give the Republican-majority legislature more time to redraw the state's political district maps in case the NC Supreme Court rules the current maps unconstitutional. That has made Democrats wary of supporting the bill. They unanimously opposed the current maps that Republicans passed in November, and they opposed the new bill delaying the election, too. The primary is currently scheduled for May 17. If it becomes law, the election would move to June 7. The governor hasn't indicated how he will act on the bill but has criticized the effort to delay the election. And finally, renowned fashion journalist Andre Leon Talley, who grew up in Durham and rose to the heights of the international fashion world, died Tuesday. He was perhaps best known for his career at Vogue magazine, as the first black man to be creative director and then later on as editor-at-large. His career took him to red carpets and fashion shows and even as a judge on America's Next Top Model. Talley graduated from high school in Durham and went on to graduate from North Carolina Central University. He was 73. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.